T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. I'm Bill Ryan. This is the Q Morning Show. Before we get to anything else this morning, I want to get to this. There's something that happened yesterday that I don't really want to talk about. I spent almost all day yesterday thinking about how to address it. I also spent a long time yesterday thinking about if I should address it. If you're closer to my age, you probably already know the full story. You lived through it like I did. Significant events in our lifetime and memories you will never forget. But if you're younger, and perhaps you were born in the 90s or later, here's what I want to tell you. On the night of June 12th, 1994, a woman named Nicole Brown Simpson was murdered outside her home in Brentwood, California. That night, two small children lost their mother. A man named Ron Goldman was also savagely murdered, leaving behind a loving family and a father who to this day has no peace. Nicole Brown would have been 64 today. Ron Goldman would have been 55. That's the only thing I think is worth mentioning about yesterday's news. This is the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
This time.
104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show. I'm Bill Ryan. I'm taking the 30-day song challenge all month long on the Q Morning Show. Every single day has a different challenge. And then I have to pick a song that goes along with that challenge. So today, on day 12, pick a song from your preteen years. I'm going with Janet Jackson. Since she's going to be here, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse in June. This song is not old, okay? It's not old. It's from my preteen years, but it's not old. It's classic. Miss You Much, Miss Jackson.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs,
but there can be only one winner in the land.
Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
The Friday version. Let's find out who's playing today. First up, we have Shannon in Alliance, a graduate of Field High School in Mogador. Shannon, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you a first-time Battle of the Burbs player?
I am, yes.
I can always tell. Welcome. You are going to be playing an experienced Battle of the Burbs player. This is Caitlin in Vermilion, who graduated from Edison High School. Caitlin, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, ladies, your name is your buzzer. Best of five in this five-question trivia challenge will win Battle of the Burbs. Do you have any questions?
No.
Let's play. Question number one. What former host of The Tonight Show recently was a guest on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon?
Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Jay Leno.
No, it's incorrect. Shannon, you want to try to steal?
Conan O'Brien.
He was earlier this week. Conan was a guest with Jimmy. Question number two, as Shannon goes up 1-0. This is a white cheese from Greece. Now usually
Caitlin.
Caitlin.
Feta.
Feta cheese is correct. We're tied up at one. Question number three. What golf tournament is happening this weekend in Augusta? Shannon.
The Masters.
The Masters is correct. Shannon goes up 2-1, question number 4. Shannon, you can win it right here. Caitlin needs this one to tie. The star of the Magic Mike franchise is what actor?
Caitlin.
Shannon.
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum is correct. We are tied up at 2. Question number 5. What artist had an album titled The Emancipation of Mimi?
Oh, geez.
Anyone.
Caitlin. Eminem.
Eminem is incorrect. The answer is Mariah Carey. I don't remember what year that came out, but Mariah Carey had that album. So our tiebreaker here, because we need this, someone needs to get this to win Battle of the Burbs. Here is your tiebreaker question. What country is known for originating sushi?
Caitlin. Japan.
Japan is correct. Caitlin wins.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Good job, Shannon. Not too bad to go to the tiebreaker question, your first time playing Battle of the Burbs. Hopefully you will call up and play again. And Caitlin, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You have Glass Animals tickets for Blossom Music Center in August.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Thanks so much for having us on the Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. You've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. So I found this article, The 10 Things That Guests Will Notice About Your Place Immediately When They Walk in the Door. My wife and I are at this stage right now where we are reluctant to have people come over to our house because basically we think our house sucks. It's not that bad, but there's things that need to be repaired. For example, you cannot close our bathroom door right now because it's literally falling off the wall. And I don't know how to fix it. And we figure our guests probably don't want to use our bathroom when the door won't shut. So let's not invite anybody over. But this list is the 10 things your guests will notice as soon as they walk into the house. Number 10, the temperature. Always at 68 in our house, and if my wife had her way, it would be 68 all year round. Number 9, the music. Never a problem at my house. I'm always playing the most popular jams and classic throwbacks. Number 8, empty walls. We might have a few of those in our house because, again, I suck. I can't hang anything on our walls. It will fall down. Number 7, interesting furniture. I don't know if we have anything interesting that fits that category. Number 6, the entryway. Right now, our entryway is filled with shoes, recycling, water bottles. It's a complete mess. Number 5, again, this is the list of 10 things your guests will notice as soon as they walk into the house. Number 5, house plants. We have a ton of these right now as my wife is obsessed with this place called River Plant Company. It's on Lake Road in River, and I think that's where my entire paycheck is going these days. Number 4, if your kitchen and bathroom are clean. Yes, but are they clean to your standards? That's something that I always worry about when guests come over. Number 3, the clutter. I talked about this before. My family are very cluttery people. Number 2, the lighting. I think we're okay there. And number 1, this is the number 1 thing that people notice as soon as they walk into your house, the scent. I have 2 boys and a dog. It's probably not great. I don't know. And what's worse, I'm afraid I don't even notice it anymore. So coming up, I mentioned that my bathroom door is falling off the wall at my house. That is not the only issue that I'm having in my house right now. I'm going to tell you about it, and I brought audio. That's next on the Q Morning Show.
Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
they're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. So I've talked about this before. I am not a handy person at all. I cannot do anything. I cannot repair anything in my home. And really, I can't believe anyone actually let me buy a house. Here's what's going on right now, and I thought I'd share this with you. Let's say you're over at my house visiting me, and you need to use the basement bathroom. Here's what it sounds like when you walk in there and flip on the light. That sounds like what, a moped? Someone trying to start a chainsaw? You can hear this all throughout my house, and someone is always leaving the light on in there, so I'm always hearing it. So I have this door falling off my bathroom upstairs, and that's what's happening downstairs. Here's what I thought we could get into. What is the annoying noise in your house right now? Is it worse than my bathroom fan? 216-474-0104. Let's go, Derulo. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Text coming in at 216-474-0104. The hamster in my hamster cage. When the hamsters are running on their wheel. I would love to hear what that sounds like. Let's see. The ice machine in our house. Someone texts in, the valve in my shower, if you turn it to a certain temperature, it just squeals. I would love to hear that sound sometime. Greg in Shaker Heights is on the line. Greg, good morning.
Hey, listen, I got a noise that's far worse than what you got going on.
Really? All right, so...
Yeah.
So I was talking about my exhaust fan in my basement in the downstairs bathroom. And you, Greg, you're saying you have something in your house that makes more noise than that.
Yeah, I got you beat. It is my living room ceiling fan. It's crazy. You want to hear it?
I do want to hear it. Actually, let's do compare and contrast here. So again, in my house right now, this is what's making noise. My bathroom exhaust fan. What? Okay. All right, wait, hold on. All right, so would you say it's your living room ceiling fan?
My living room ceiling fan. It sounds terrible. It's driving me crazy.
All right, so are you going to walk in there right now and flip it on for us?
Yeah, hang on.
Okay.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. I got you beat. Isn't that worse? That's terrible.
Stop it. That's a ceiling fan?
That is a ceiling fan. I don't know what's wrong with it. I don't know how to fix it. So I just kind of live with it.
That sounds like a buzzsaw.
I know. It sounds all like buzz stuff that's going on, like you're doing construction up in the ceiling, like little elves.
Are you sure you're not calling me from the Ford plant? Okay, get out.
I wish I were.
Turn it off. Get out of that room. Get out.
All right.
Oh my gosh. Do I? No, I can't fix my bathroom exhaust fan. I'm definitely not going to fix your ceiling fan. Oh my gosh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
Now I'm going to YouTube. I don't know how to fix it. I guess I just got to hire somebody, but you know.
And we're listening to that over the phone. It doesn't even do it justice. I can't imagine what it's like to actually be in your living room.
No, and just imagine not knowing how to fix anything. That's where I'm stuck. So, you know.
On the flip side, if you ever have company over in your house that you want to leave, just flip on that ceiling fan. They'll be gone within 5 minutes.
What a great idea. I'm going to use I guess I don't need to get it fixed because I don't like my wife's friend.
I want every bit of you. I guess I'm selfish.
JT, it's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Friday morning with the Q Morning Show. It's Bill Ryan. So starting this weekend, it's all starting this weekend. There is no turning back. Spring sports. I don't know what happened. I blinked and spring break was over, and now I'm about to be in the thick of it. My oldest son has baseball practice tomorrow in a scrimmage on Sunday. My youngest son has his first soccer game on Sunday in Port Clinton. So I will be driving westward this weekend towards the Sandusky area, about an hour and 7 minutes from my house. On the bright side, there's always someone that I talk to that has me beat whenever I share these sports stories with other parents. Some friends of mine, their daughter has a volleyball game tomorrow morning in Canton, 7:15 a.m. I think they're getting a hotel room in Canton tonight just so they don't have to get up super early tomorrow morning and make that drive. So good luck, sports parents. I wish you all the strength in the world. We're all in this together. This is our little support group.
We'll be back with more of the Q Morning Show on Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.